All right, up close with Pearl, playing, guarding each other. How good was he? Tell me all the strengths. At the same time, tell me the things that you were able to do to bust him up a little bit.
Well, I think that one of his strengths was open court. He could get to the hole when he wanted to. And it was harder for me because at that time I was about 6 feet 160. So he was always a man.
Yeah.
So it was harder for me to get past him because he was so strong. He was much stronger than me. With Pearl, I wanted him to play defense. So I pushed the ball back at him to see if he could play defense as well as he could play offense. Because a lot of guys can play going downhill. Let's see if he can play, play defense. And I wanted to get him going east-west instead of north-south. Because going downhill fast, he was great in the open court.
There's no question. Now, you're playing against some of the top and incredible talent, and then all the guys on your team. And we just mentioned Derek Coleman, Pearl, et cetera. But let's talk about some of the strong personalities like Ronnie Cicely, obviously DC again on hand. When you took over the point as a sophomore, tell us about that team, the role players, who you're able to play with, distribute the ball to, how good you guys were. I mean, just kind of go through some of the guys.
Well, I think that the one thing that I could really admire about Ronnie and DC is they had great hands and they could catch the ball and they made me look great. But I think the backbone of that team was the seniors, was Howard Trish and Greg Monroe. They were experienced. They'd been around. And with Greg clutch shooting, he was a really good shooter. And Howard was just solid all the way around, played good defense. And both of them were definitely the backbone on our team. And we couldn't go as far. I mean, people look at me, Dirk, and Ronnie, but without those guys being the glue of the team, we couldn't get as far as we possibly could without those guys.
And I think you're right. I mean, Howard Trish and Greg Monroe were men. I mean, these guys were, and you don't see the likes of, you know what's fascinating about this game? And, you know, when DC came in, when you came in, Pearl, all these different guys, it just seems to be a different look of a recruit or of a player. You guys just, the grittiness, the hard work. Talk about the game of basketball. As the game of basketball changed, it was, when you guys played, it seemed like it was much more physical, a harder game. The determination, the ability to score, where now it seems to be kind of more of that finesse, less bodying up guys and more about chucking up threes.
Well, I think it's different, definitely. The players now have a great advantage of what we had back when I played. When I played, we get better. We worked on our game a little bit, but we went to the park and played and worked on our game. Now, the guys have academies, they have skill guys, they have nutritionists, they have everything thrown at them. So from a skill standpoint, I think they are better than what we are because when you look at the power forward, there's no more power forwards in the league. They're more stretch threes.
Yeah.
So you don't get the guy who's just rebound and bang. You get a guy who can put the ball on the floor and shoot threes. So from a skill standpoint, they are better at all five positions than probably what we were. And that doesn't make them a better team than what we were because we had guys who were there for 4 years and were experienced. They were veterans, and they knew how to play, and they knew how to win.
Yeah, that part's big, the fact of guys staying off 4 years and you've got, you know, freshmen coming in as playing against a man where you got a lot of guys now coming in as a freshman and playing well and you're already being drafted or going pro or at least after your sophomore season. But the interesting part is the skill set where you do have, you got guys that are 6'8", 6'9", whatever, that are dribbling like point guards, you know, that have the ability to put the ball on the floor, score, hit the three, get to the hole, post up, all that kind of stuff. So that part of the game, you're right, absolutely the skill set is fascinating. And the training, the specialized training.
And you know one thing is, DC was probably before his time.
Yeah.
So that's what he was.
Yeah.
A stretch four, a guy who could put the ball on the floor, shoot threes, and pass the ball. That was him.
Yeah.
He could do that a long time ago. So that's what a lot of the players are when you look at the position. And you look at a lot of centers, none of them really play back to the basket. Everybody's faced up, put the ball on the ground, and shoot threes or shoot long distance twos. So you don't have that, I need a bucket, let me throw it in the big guy. That just doesn't really work anymore.
You're right. Let's talk about, we're talking to Sherman Douglas here on the Syracuse Legend Show. At what point, I guess, in the 86-87 season, did you sense that this could be a national championship team? Or was it just something you only realized kind of, you know, in New Orleans or something along the way?
Well, I knew that we were a good team. I didn't know how far we can go, and I didn't know we had to play North Carolina to get there. I think it was Florida first, and beating them, then we had North Carolina. You know, North Carolina always have a lot of hype about them.
Oh, yeah.
So we knew it was going to be a tough game, and yeah, I knew it was going to be difficult because I had to play against Kenny Smith, who was a fantastic point guard, great point guard back then. So it was going to be tough. Once we beat them, I thought that we had a shot because we played, the next game was going to be Providence, and we had a lot of success against Providence. I just thought that once we got to the championship, once we got to the Final Four, I was thinking that we could win this.
All right, so now let's talk about this. Now, 87-88, you lead the team, scoring 8 different times. Was there a single performance that really stood out for you?
That year? I don't know. It was that year. I think that was the year we won the Big East tournament.
Yep.
And I was proud of that because we had went my freshman year and my sophomore year lost. And that year, it was like, okay, good. We got this win. And I just want to think back now when I think about it, was a good accomplishment. I mean, we went to the Big East tournament championship all 4 of my years. And I just think that was just fantastic for the dude because how hard it was to win in that tournament. And to get there 4 years in a row, I just thought that was just something that was good.